Bismillah, praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. We ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and to keep us steadfast on Islam, the religion of all the prophets. Today we'll explain one of the attributes of Allah, Al-Kalam. Speak about the attributes of speech, Kalam of Allah Ta'ala. We will be defining the proper understanding of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah to this attribute to Allah. Al-Kalam, speech, is an attribute of Allah. Imam Abu Hanifa, may Allah raise his rank, said in his book Al-Fiqh Al-Absat, Allah speaks not like our speech. We speak by instruments from the vocal exits and by letters, whereas Allah's speech, Kalam, is without an instrument and a letter. Hence Allah has speech, Kalam, which is not similar to our speech. His speech, Kalam, does not have a beginning and an end. Silence or interruption do not occur on his speech, Kalam. Because it is not a letter or a sound, Allah created all the languages and Allah created all the letters, and he created the voice, the tongues, the throat, the mouth, all of these things are created by Allah. And if you heard the previous sessions, we explained that Allah does not resemble the creations in any way. So Allah's kalam is not like we speak. It's not like as some people imagine that it is a letter and it begins and it ends and so on. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, in Surah An-Nisa, verse 164, which means Musa heard the speech kalam of Allah. But this clears Allah from having a vocal kalam, a speech with a voice or a letter or a language. It is an attribute of Allah which is not similar to the speech of the creations. By this speech, Allah orders and forbids. And that speech has been expressed with expressions in the Arabic language, which is Al-Quran that we read. The Quran is in the Arabic language. It is expressed in these letters so that we understand the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Speak about the tanzih, clearing Allah the Exalted subhanahu wa ta'ala from resembling the creations, because he, the Exalted, Allah subhanahu, is unlike all the creations in the self, that, attributes and actions. The that of Allah, or the self of Allah, and the attributes of Allah, and the doings, the actions of Allah, are not like the creations. Allah is not similar to any of the creations in any way, in the self, the attributes, and actions. That is, the self of Allah, the that of Allah, is not similar to the selves of the creations. His attributes, such as knowledge, hearing, and sight, are not similar to the attributes of the creations. And his actions, such as creating and so on, are not similar to the actions of the creations. The action of Allah is eternal and everlasting, whereas what is done is a creation. Allah Ta'ala said in Surah An-Nahl, verse 60, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. This ayah means Allah is attributed with the perfect attributes that are not similar to the attributes of others. Imam Abu Hanifa and Al-Bukhari, may Allah's mercy be upon them, said his action, that is Allah's action, is an attribute of his self, which is eternal, and what is done is a creation. Allah Ta'ala is not created. Allah Ta'ala is attributed with perfection, and he creates the creations, and the creations are created. He has no beginning and no ending. And Allah Ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the meaning of subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu is clearing Allah. That is, I clear Allah of imperfection. Whenever a person says Allah subhanahu, it means I clear Allah of imperfections. And the meaning of ta'ala is emphasizing that Allah is clear of all imperfection. The scholars said it is an obligation on the person to know attributes of Allah. There are 13 attributes that were mentioned in Al-Quran. The attributes of Allah are countless. And they are all attributes of perfections. The scholars of Islam said that there are 13 attributes that every accountable person is obligated to know. The one who is accountable has to personally know these 13 attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which have been mentioned repeatedly in the Quran, either explicitly or implicitly. What are these attributes? They are as follows. Allah is attributed with existence, al-wujud, oneness, al-wahdaniyyah, eternity, al-qidam, existence without an end, al-baqa, non-neediness of others, al-qiyamu bin-nafs. Allah is also attributed with power, al-qudrah, will, al-irada, knowledge, al-ilm, hearing, al-sam', sight, al-basar, life, al-hayah, speech, al-kalam, without a sound, letters, words, or languages, and non-resemblance to creations, clear of being similar to the creations. These are among the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is eternal in the self and in the attributes. Allah is not created, therefore His attributes are also not created. The self of Allah is confirmed without a doubt to be eternal, without a beginning. Then His attributes have to be eternal. This is so because the one whose attributes are created, one's self has to be created too. We are created, our hearing and seeing are created. Allah is not created, He is the creator, He is eternal, therefore He is eternal, and His attributes, His hearing and His power and His sight are also eternal. Imam Abu Hanifa, who is from the Salaf, said in Al-Fiqh Al-Absat, Allah's attributes are not created and were not preceded by non-existence. Changes in states happen to created things. The one who says attributes of Allah are created, or doubts, or hesitates about them, is a blasphemer. Because Allah is not like the creations. He exists without a beginning and without a place, and He is attributed with all proper perfection. Whatever you imagine in your mind, Allah is different from it. Allah is not an image or a form, because the one who has an image or a form or a body has been specified with a size, length, and depth, and that is all a sign that that body is created. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. He is not created. And we ask Allah to keep us strongly adhering to the religion of Islam and to the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And we ask Allah to gather us with the prophets and the kind Al and the companions in paradise. Ameen. And Allah knows best.